blast in left corner to Aguila. Aguila to the left circle. Passing to Yell. A shot. Save made by Aguila. Rebound. Another shot. They score! The Flames win it! Yeah, baby!
They score!
And the sea of red erupts.
Flames Talk starts now on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Here's Pat Steinberg.
All right, let's get things going this hour on Flames Talk. It is Tuesday, January 7th, and we are underway on another edition of Flames Talk. It's Steinberg along with you. Welcome to the Sports Drive, brought to you by Calgary Lock & Safe. Simplify your life with a security ecosystem. Go to CalgaryLockAndSafe.com to request a security audit and get a tailored solution. We're available on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Seeker, or wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, live right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. In just a second, we're going to check in with Frank Saravalli, our daily faceoff NHL insider. And Frank's latest trade targets are out. And on those trade targets, not one, but two members of the Calgary Flames. At number 21 is goaltender Dan Vladar, pending unrestricted free agent. And then a couple places later, at number 23, is Andre Kuzmenko. So two Flames players on the list. The number one ranked player on that trade targets list is Brock Nelson of the New York Islanders. Okay, lots to get to with Frank Saravalli, our NHL insider. He joins us every Tuesday here on Flames Talk, and he joins us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. He joins us right now to get this hour underway from Daily Faceoff and DailyFaceoff.com. Hello, Frankie. How are we doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, Pat?
I'm doing very well. Always dropping those trade targets list when you've got a hit with me. I just feel like you do it for me and for
just
me
for
only.
You.
Yep, that's and I'm
one gonna... cheese pizza just for you.
Very good reference. Very good reference. You've got a couple Flames players on the list. Let's start with Andre Kuzmenko. He comes in at number 23. We've talked about him in the past, but it's probably been about a month since we last talked about Andre Kuzmenko.
Yeah, almost exactly a month.
So what type of interest might there be in a player like that?
I'd say it's tepid, and it's probably not, and I say that knocking on wood, knowing that, hey, anything can change, but probably not something that teams are beating down the door of Craig Conroy for at this exact moment in time. But I think he's going to be one of those players that gets to deadline day or deadline week, and teams are going through their checkdown options saying, well, we struck out on this guy, this guy, and this guy. We don't really want to spend a ton, but is there some way we could give our team a lottery ticket, a chance for, you know, to give ourselves a boost when we get to the playoffs? And right. I think that's where someone like Kuzmenko could come in as a lowercase, you know, second or third tier option that when a lot of other teams, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, when a lot of other teams get to that moment in time that, hey, how many other guys have 39 goal, 74 point potential in this league and have done it in the last two seasons?
Yep.
The list isn't very long.
Yep. Frank, I'm just going to drop you, and we're going to reconnect with Frank just to stabilize his phone line a little bit. Because it's not the loveliest to listen to. If that's as good as it gets, we'll keep him on it. But want to make sure we can drop and reconnect, see if that changes it. And the other thing about Kuzmenko is, remember, he was pretty productive in his final 25 games as a member of the Flames last year. He really went on a tear. So we know he's got it in him. It just has not been something that has been a normal occurrence. So, and obviously this year it's been an absolute mess. I've got Frank back. I was just saying, Frank, like, not only did he have that 39 goal season a couple years ago, but even down the stretch in his final 25 games last year as a member of the Flames, he was quite productive. So that definitely still exists in a guy who's still just 28 years old.
Yeah. And look, I'm not there every day, so I wouldn't be able to put my finger on it, but I'd imagine a huge part of whatever Andre Kuzmenko is feeling is probably right between his ears.
For sure. And that's been something the Flames have been trying to work with him on and trying to get him to put more shots on net. It's funny, you use the word tepid in terms of what the interest might look like. You know, that might have to wait a little bit to suss out a couple of interested places. At this point, like, I know going into the season, there was a lot of talk like, hey, could the Flames maybe get a second or a third round pick for a guy like Kuzmenko? That ship maybe has sailed, but what type of return? Like, are we talking late round pick somewhere in that range as what the Flames might be able to bring back?
I don't know. It's hard to say. It depends on exactly what that moment in time and the rest of the market looks like. And also, he might be playing differently over the next 2 months. That's the fun part if you're the Flames. But if I were to say today, January 7th is deadline day, and someone's calling and making you an offer, it's probably like a fourth round pick.
Right. The other guy you've got on your list is Dan Vladar. We've talked about him a lot. He's at number 21. When we're talking goaltenders now that Colorado has made their big move and brought in and extended Blackwood and brought in Wedgewood, if you're looking to move goalies and trying to extract some sort of nice return, like, is it almost down to a supply-demand market thing? Is that kind of what dictates whether teams even decide to move goalies at this point?
Totally. Look, there's so few teams at this moment in time looking for a goalie that I think the idea of getting real value, meaning something that you're excited about or happy with, is, unless there's something that happens on the injury front, and I don't know, I'll give you some hypotheticals. The Ottawa Senators find out Linus Ullmark is done for the year, or Thatcher Demko is not in a position where he can return. Whatever it might be, pick a team. Unless there's something that happens that drastically changes the market, I only see one team right now truly involved in the goalie market, and that's the Carolina Hurricanes. And we know just from their organizational philosophy, they don't like spending a lot on goalies, period. Now, if there's one team and there's, I don't know, 5, 7, 8 real options that teams would move on from, and that list is changing, but, you know, John Gibson's on the list, Vitek Vanacek, probably that team, if there is only one, they're going to look to marry what they see as goalie with most upside coupled with least expensive acquisition cost. So I think the Flames are, if they're hoping to get at least a third round pick back, which is what they spent to get him, it feels like they're swimming upstream just based on my read of the market. And then that brings us to the next question is, well, if we can't get that, do we just let Dan Vladar walk in free agency, or is this someone that we should consider re-signing? And even understanding the fickle nature of the position, with what we've seen from Devin Cooley with the Wranglers, I would argue that the best play is just to let him walk. I don't know how reasonable his contract demands are, and I'm thinking that there's 10, 12, 15 other goalies every summer that if you needed to, you could swap in with Vladar. And they may not have the size necessarily or the upside or whatever it is. Something might be off, but do you really want to get into a long-term or longer-term commitment? It might not hurt your trade ability depending on what that market looks like, but unless Craig Conroy and his staff really need that at night to feel comfortable, I'd feel just as good with Devin Cooley backing up as anything else.
Yep. We're chatting with Frank Saravalli. He is our NHL insider, Daily Faceoff, dailyfaceoff.com. Joins us Tuesdays here on Flames Talk. Elias Pettersson cracks the trade targets list, by the way, over at Daily Faceoff right now. The latest trade targets from Frank is up. And yes, Vancouver's Elias Pettersson comes in at number 25. Look, last week we talked about the drama that is the Pettersson, JT Miller, Vancouver Canucks situation. What world is there that Vancouver actually moves off of Pettersson and actually moves him out? Like, what are the circumstances that that would lead them to actually trade their potential franchise center?
Well, it would have to be a determination of a few things, none of which will probably really be said out loud. And the first one would have to be that they've made a determination that one of Elias Pettersson or JT Miller must go for the good of the Canucks based on their friction as a team. Then two, and the secondary part of it, and maybe the more important part of it, would be that they've made a determination that something isn't working with Pettersson, that they are unconvinced that over the following 7 years of this deal, which has a massive amount of money remaining on it, that he won't be able to live up to and isn't playing at the level that they thought he could be at that pay scale. So I think it would have to be a combination of those two things at once, or both of those two things at once. And then the next part of the equation becomes, well, what does the market look like? And will we be able to find real value for such an important piece or part of our plan? And as you can see, that's a lot to have happen. Then I'll throw in the fourth thing, which is, let's say you've decided that one and two, he doesn't fit here, and we're not convinced that he can play it at $11.5 million number. Let's say all those things are true, and that you could even find value. Would you really want to do it in season when you could just wait a few months and then properly assess the market with 31 teams that are able to engage in that conversation, as opposed to other teams which may be interested but aren't willing to part with pieces from, like, the Canucks aren't trading Pettersson for futures, if that's what it comes to.
Yeah.
So not many how many teams are making a legitimate hockey trade like that right now? And then to take it even the next step further after that is, there are teams, more than a handful that I've talked to already, that say, hey, really like the player, really intrigued, really curious about this. But I'm not ready to inject that. I don't know what's true, what's false. I've heard lots of different stuff about Pettersson, about Miller. I just don't want the chaos, and I don't need the headache, and I'm out. So as you can see, that's a lot for the Canucks to digest, and that's sort of what they've been working their way through. All of that said, Pettersson's the only one here that doesn't have no trade protection. And if they're going to do that, particularly for the reason of we're not sure this guy can do it, well, then the time is of the essence. You're on the clock because you're about to lose a whole lot of leverage.
Right, that no move kicks in July 1, correct?
Yeah, and so it's no move, no trade.
Yeah.
And Pettersson completely calls the shot.
Yep.
So I wouldn't be shocked to see a Pettersson trade before July 1st, just based on some of the things that we know and have heard. I just believe it's more likely than not, and this is my own personal opinion, that it's more likely than not that Pettersson, for a lot of the things that I just spelled out, it's going to be a really hard trade to get done during the year.
It also feels like a really hard trade for the Canucks to ultimately win. Not saying impossible, but so often those feel like the ones that, you know, can set franchises back, which I would imagine Jim Rutherford and Patrick Alvin are very aware of as well.
Yeah, and look, this is like, you better get this right. Like,
yeah,
you don't get a second shot at trading a player of this caliber. If you don't get it right, you're getting your walking papers at some point. It might not be tomorrow or the next day, but it's something that is a franchise defining moment, at least for a period of time.
Frank, why Brock Nelson at number one? Why the Islanders forward? Why is he on top of the trade targets list?
Well, it's time. And I don't mean for Brock Nelson on Long Island. I mean for the Islanders in general. They've got to do something different. Their fan base is clamoring for it. Brock Nelson is 33. and his game has declined, at least this season. I'm not willing to say that he's on the age curve and he's on his way out, but there's interest. The Minnesota Wild and the fact that Bill Guerin, their GM, went out of his way to add Nelson to the Four Nations Faceoff team and that Nelson is from Minnesota. I think there's a really strong fit there for a team that could use a center. And I can't imagine for the life of me, and look, they've done some surprising and off the wall wacky things in my opinion already, but to see that team find a way to extend Nelson and Palmieri and whoever else, that, you know, they've got to do something different at some point. That core has to change.
Anyone that we haven't talked about, like any of the names, whether they're new lists, new guys on the list, or just names that appear in this trade targets, any of those that, you know, maybe we haven't talked on, but that are really intriguing to you?
Well, he's a Calgary kid, so how about Taylor Hall?
Number three, correct?
Yes. I just think, I know the Hart Trophy is a while ago, and I know his time in Edmonton is a long time ago as well, but, you know, this is someone that has gone through a major knee surgery, and that rehab was pretty intense. And I think his play has been just okay. I mean, the production isn't terrible. I think it's 21 points in 38 games, so 40-some-ish points, but he's also been a healthy scratch. I think it could be better playing with better players, and I think it would also find a way to rejuvenate him too. And I don't think it's going to cost an absolute arm and a leg. So he'd be a player that I'd be looking to for a real contending team. If you've got Taylor Hall on your third line, I think you're doing all right.
Yeah. Last one. Are you how's the heart rate? Has it gotten back to normal since the gold medal game?
It was fine during the game. It's fine now. I think, unfortunately, in this country, like, Canada has, you know, back-to-back quarterfinal losses, and it's so significant that the prime minister needs to step down. In the U.S., you know, here, unfortunately, it doesn't really register on the radar. It's not getting mentioned on SportsCenter. Unless you're a hardcore hockey fan, you don't know about it. And people aren't talking about it. And I think that's a shame because I think it's a monumental moment for the U.S. Like, I had a prominent, you know, media friend in hockey text me and say, man, can't believe that it took the U.S. this long to go back to back. And I'm like, buddy, did you know that they didn't win at all in the World Juniors until 2004? Like, Canada used to whoop the U.S. for fun in this tournament. And it speaks to how much the game has changed and how much, you know, probably in my opinion, to bring it back to Canada, need to readjust your sights because the talent pool and gap has significantly been slimmed down.
Yep. Definitely those conversations are going on behind closed doors. And now that the prime minister stepped down, maybe we'll have a new leader in that regard. Good stuff, Frankie. That was funny. I wasn't expecting that. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, pal. Thanks as always.
Yeah, thanks a lot. See you, Pat.
That is Frank Saravalli, the hockey pro, Czechia's hockey program, forcing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to step down. That's per Frank Saravalli of Daily Faceoff. That's as political as we're going to get on this program, I promise. It's Steinberg along with you this hour on Flames Talk. Thanks to Frank Saravalli on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Using the same secret recipe since 1975 at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Enjoying the game at home? Call for pickup or delivery at 403-248-3344.